Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 20th of September 2024. The general synopsis at 1800. High Baltic 1032, slow moving, declining 1031 by 1800 Friday. Low Trafalgar 1009, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Variable, becoming mainly easterly and northeasterly, 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s Cromarty, east or southeast, 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times. Drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 4th Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. East or northeast, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and Dogger. Drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. East or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Fog patches at first in Humber. Good, occasionally very poor in Humber. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good. Biscay. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in far north, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south. Showers, good, occasionally poor later. Trafalgar. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, showers, good. South Fitzroy. Variable, mainly easterly, 2 to 4, occasionally northeasterly, 5, later in north. Showers, fog patches in southeast. Good, occasionally very poor in southeast. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers later in Lundy, good. Shannon. East or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 or 3. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. East or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey. Variable, becoming east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 19th of September. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast, 2. Mist, 1100 metres, 1028, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast, 4. Rain, 300 metres, 1029, now falling. Lerwick, southeast, 2. Fog, less than 100 metres, 1032, steady. Wick Automatic, southeast 3, 13 miles, 1030, now falling. Aberdeen, southeast 2, 16 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Lucas, east 2, 30 miles, 1030, now falling. Boomer, northeast 1, 7 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast 3, 1027, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 5, 2 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 3, 1021, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 4, mist 2 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, northeast 5, mist 3 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east by south 1, 7 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Aberporth, east by south, 2, 11 miles, 1,024, now falling. Valley, northeast, 3, 14 miles, 1,025, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, east by south, 2, 9 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Valentia, west, 1, 8 miles, 1,024, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west, 2, 16 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Malin Head, east, 2, 19 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east-northeast, 1, 16 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 19th of September 2024. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure extending westwards across the British Isles, giving a good deal of fine conditions and lighter winds in the north, will start to decline into the weekend. Stronger easterly or northeasterly winds will affect southern coastlines at times, and showers, perhaps thundery, are possible across southern waters later on Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 or less in Murray Firth. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, mainly east, 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast, 2 to 4. Drizzle, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast, 2 to 4. Risk of fog patches for a time. Good, occasionally very poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, fog patches at first, showers later in south, good, occasionally very poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, showers later, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, showers later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, showers later, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers later, perhaps thundery, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast, 3 to 5, showers later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast, 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 for a time, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles. Variable, mainly east or southeast, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And as I often say, it's wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you. Sankarshan Bhattacharya writes to say, "Dear Al, to say that the shipping forecast means a lot to me is an understatement. When I moved from the United States to the UK as a young boy, I once scrolled through the programmes on BBC Sounds and discovered something called the shipping forecast. Never did I think I'd become such an avid listener, for which I want to thank both the BBC and the Met Office. Living in Amersham, he says, means I often listen out for the sea areas of Humber, Thames, Dover and White, and almost always the forecasts were spot on in helping me predict the inland weather. Shortly after my A-levels results came out, which, he says, I'm delighted to say, went well, I went on holiday to Plymouth with my long-wave radio to listen to the shipping forecast on 198 kilohertz, and it actually helped the following morning when we took a ferry from Plymouth to Coulson Bay. We even went kayaking for a bit in the cold and moderately rough waters, but we had lots of fun, he says. Even at home in Amersham, I have a habit of listening to the ships on longwave, and during my late study hours in preparation for my A-levels, the shipping forecast never failed to put me to bed in a cheery mood. And he says, Ihawa, which I'm very impressed by. That's Sankarshan Bhattacharya. Thank you so much for taking the time. Really means a lot. As I said, it's always great to hear your stories of what the shipping forecast means to you. Or if you're listening from a particular sea area, you can drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in New York and Beijing. Coming up on the programme, Lebanon under the shadow of an escalating conflict, the country already in the throes of a long-running economic crisis. So how far is it possible for normal commerce to go on?
If you are just fearing for the war, fearing that something might happen, then you might as well close your business and stay home.
Also today, confusion in Brazil as X seems to give in to court judgments, but is still banned. Also, the impact of tech titans on the US election, and Pokemon with guns, a game that Nintendo says isn't playing fair.
I can't think of any major Nintendo franchise that has like an AK-47, for example.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The Israeli military says its warplane struck 100 Hezbollah rocket launchers in southern Lebanon on Thursday, adding that some of those launchers were ready to be fired. The strikes came as Israel's defence minister, Yoav Gallant, announced the approval of battle plans for the Israel-Lebanon border area. Hezbollah has mocked speculation about the setup of a buffer zone. Its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, said the recent detonations of its communications equipment had crossed all red lines. Frank Gardner assesses the speech that promised retaliation against Israel.
I don't think there were any great surprises, because he knows and Israel knows that both sides know that there are constraining factors here stopping both sides going into a full-scale conflict. For Hezbollah, they know that Israel has the superior firepower. But in that sense, he did actually say, if you want to come and invade us in Lebanon, bring it on. Because that would be luring Israel onto the ground of Hezbollah's choosing. And the last time that happened in 2006, during the short 1 month-long Hezbollah-Israel war, the Israeli army got a bloody nose.
The White House has said it is concerned about a potential escalation in the Middle East. The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has postponed a trip to Israel. The French President Emmanuel Macron has insisted that there is a diplomatic path in Lebanon. Internet providers in Brazil say the social media platform X is offline again, a day after user access was restored in contravention to a Supreme Court ban. The company said the resumption of services had been accidental. Leonardo Rocha reports.
X, which has about 20 million users in Brazil, went back online on Wednesday. But the Supreme Court judge in charge of the case promptly announced the company would be fined more than $900,000 a day.